Hey, this is Bill Storm with you. And today I want to share with you the three keys to creating a winning team. I've been very blessed and fortunate in my life to have been able to work with some of the most recognizable names in the industry. I worked as a peak performance strategist and member of Tony Robbins' elite speaking team, representing his face and brand all over the world, and also with the John Maxwell leadership team as a team building specialist. But the leadership lessons that really took root and had the biggest impact on me came from one of the most unlikely sources. And that was actually my martial arts instructor, who became my boss and my mentor. And this goes all the way back into the late 80s and early 90s when I was a late teen and early 20s something. So today I wanted to share with you what the three things were about him that made him such an amazing leader and how he was able to build a world-class team. Hopefully, they will have a big impact on you. As much so as they did on me. So, the first thing that I noticed about him was that he had a vision and a mission. And the first thing that I noticed about him is the way he saw himself as a leader. He didn't look at himself as a small business owner or as a martial arts school owner. He saw himself as a developing CEO of a world-class organization, changing people's lives through the martial arts. And because he thought of himself that way, he also looked at us as team members and recognized us as such, that we were board members, not just employees or not just staff members, but we were literally board members. And he gave us leadership roles and positions that we had to own, and we had to be able to involve ourselves in the success of the overall mission. So vision was huge. Number two was repetition. Repetition is the mother of skill, according to Tony Robbins. And one thing that I always remember is Benjamin Franklin's quote, where he says, "If you tell me, I'll forget. If you show me, I may remember. But if you involve me, I'll understand." And that's one of the things that my instructor did that was masterful, is he literally involved us in the process, through the entire process, from the numbers that we needed to understand, the statistics that ran the business, all the way down through to the actual deliverable to our students. And we were involved in that entire process. Well, how did we do that? Well, when we had staff meetings, we actually called them boardroom meetings. It wasn't a meeting where we just went over numbers and, you know, he gave us goals that we had to hit, but he involved us in the actual learning process. And we did that twice a week, every week. So during the course of the year, right, if we met twice a week, every week, basically we got in 100 reps. And if you think about that, if you're trying to develop a winning team, it's not going to happen by accident. You have to be intentional about that. You have to condition them for success. So it's just like going to the gym. If you go to the gym once and you lift some weights, you're not going to be strong, right? It has to be conditioned in. And if you do it long enough over time, you become the kind of person that's capable of producing the results. And he understood that. So he knew that if he just conditioned us and he taught us and he involved us in the process, that we would all step up and we would all be fully capable and understand exactly what it took to fulfill the mission and the vision. Number three was systems. He had a very structured system on how to produce A-rated black belts. Okay, it started from the time that we answered the phone all the way through the student's journey, all the way up to black belt and beyond. And each of us went through the system ourselves. So we were a product of the product, and we fully believed in the product. We understood the product. We understood the system of how to consistently do that.